Welcome to Fair Tax Time Radio, where the men are men and the women are soft. Yeah, we talk about money and how the government gets it, as opposed to how we'd like them to get it, via the fair tax, that is. Sit back and listen or participate in the chat room with us. We'd like to hear from you. Oh, yes. We would like to hear from you. As it is, we're going to hear from a whole lot of folks tonight. This is Bill Payne sitting in for John Wesley Nobles. I'm going to bring on John here in just a moment. I would like to give you everybody a real quick rundown of the show tonight. It's going to be a little different than usual, but hey, we do that a lot. One thing that's not going to be different is I'm probably going to make a big old ass of myself here tonight in front of these professional radio program hosts. We do have with us tonight Douglas Gibbs of Constitution Radio. That show is about local and national politics through the lens of the Constitution. And we'll be talking with Doug here in just a little bit. We also have Alex Molesky of Fair Tax for All Radio, and that show is produced in order to better inform the public of the number one option they have to eliminate the IRS and change the current tax system to one where everybody is better off. And that, of course, he's speaking of the Fair Tax Act. Alex will be on here with us in a little while. We also have on the line, on hold, I have just everybody's on hold right now, except for me. I have the button. And we also have Don Dix. Don is he's with a whole bunch of stuff, but primarily, I think, with the Unite Inland Empire Radio. That's AM 590 in the Inland Empire area of California. Don is one of the most interesting radio hosts I've ever listened to. And in addition to that, all of that, we'll be talking about a whole bunch of different things. One of the things we're going to be talking about is PopVox. And we're blessed one more time tonight to have with us one of the founders of PopVox, Roshna Chowdhury. And without further ado, I am going to bring Roshna on the line with me. Is that you, Roshna?
It sure is. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good, as usual.
Great.
And we're really glad to have you here. And I'm going to shut up and let John speak and get you going there so that I can push the rest of these buttons. I got a bunch of them to push.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, have you opened the line?
We do have Roshna on the line with us, yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. Bill really does quite a juggling act, as a lot of us know. He does all the graphics. He does runs the switch. He does everything. And God bless you, Bill. We couldn't do anything without you, really. Roshna, so nice to have you back. We've got radio hosts from all over the country. We've got Alex Molesky from Phoenix. We've got Don Dix here in the Los Angeles area. We've got Douglas Gibbs, another radio show host. We're going to have some other people that are calling in later. Maybe we can just take off with you. I know you said you only had limited time tonight, so if you could kind of give us a little update on the systems enhancements and a lead in. I'm not sure everybody is aware of what PopVox is. If you could give us a little overview on that, and I want to know, are we still number one in the bills on PopVox, or how are we doing?
Yes. So maybe I should start with that, because that's way more
exciting. Sure.
The technical stuff happening with PopVox, but we did our top 20 bills of January, and you know, January was the first month of not just the year, but of the 114th Congress, and we did a roundup of the top 20 bills, and guess what was number one? The Fair Tax Act. And that was the most popular bill on PopVox, and more than 2,100 people shared their voice about this bill, the vast majority in support of the Fair Tax Act. And for folks listening in that are new to PopVox, if you write a letter using the PopBox platform, it's free. What we do is we verify you as a registered constituent. So when we deliver your message to Congress, Congress knows you're a real constituent and you're not just some spam Mickey Mouse person on a petition, but you have a real voice and you're a real verified constituent. And we deliver that letter to your member of Congress, and then we aggregate all of that data. So in one place, you can see support and opposition, and you can see a map of all these little dots of places where people have participated. And when, John, you and I talked a couple weeks ago, that map wasn't as populated as it is now. And when you go take a look at the map on PopBox, you see there's support coming in for this bill from across the country.
Well, yes. Roshna, I have to jump in and say something about the effects of PopBox. I went to the mailbox today and received a letter dated January 26th from Colonel Paul Cook, member of Congress, 8th Congressional District. And believe it or not, this is generated as a result of my PopBox letter. And he thanks me for contacting him. He says, it's always a pleasure hearing from you, and I'm honored to have a chance to serve you in Washington. Well, that's pretty standard stuff. But, and I'm going to put this letter in a plaque on the wall or something, because he writes in big, bold, blue felt tip pen, thank you for your letter, John. I'm always following H.R. 25, Paul. And that's not with just a signature stamp. That's written in a felt tip pen. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have received a similar letter from my senator with a handwritten note in the margin. Let me tell you, they're reading these PopBox letters because you're writing them. They're not boilerplate. So I just thought I'd share that with everybody.
That's really exciting, and that's
it is.
What we want to hear.
That's good. I need to jump in one more time real quick, if I could interrupt you there just for a second. We do have a whole bunch of people that have called in on the switchboard line there, and I want to let everybody that's there know. We'll get to your call eventually, but we are also expecting some calls from some of our other guests. Now, right now I have, as I said a little while ago, we have Alex Molesky on the line. I've got him on hold. We've got Don Dix on hold. We've got Douglas Gibbs on hold. And, of course, we have Roshna Chowdhury here with us. Now, there are a couple other guests that we were expecting calls from that I've got numbers here that I don't recognize. So I want to say that if you have called in as one of our invited guests, please press 1 on your phone, and that will light up on my switchboard, let me know that you may be one of our guests, and I'll try to get to you a little quicker that way. All right? And now I'm going to shut up. You guys go back to talking.
Well, thank you, Bill. And that's the only one I think needs to check in is Josh Bernstein from the Josh Bernstein show, and I'm sure he'll come along shortly. Roshna, back to you, if we could, please. Don Dix is going to follow you in a little while, and we have a huge event coming up here in California, and you're a California lady. I think you're from Redwood City, aren't you, up somewhere in that way?
So, yes, from the Bay Area. That's where I grew up, but I lived in Southern California for a while because I went to UCLA, so I claim both sides of California.
Well, I probably waved at you when I had my building over in West L.A., because I could look out my window and see Monty's up on the rooftop, not far from UCLA. And so we were in the same neighborhood, believe it or not. I was probably a lot older than you at that time. But anyhow, we would like to get I'm so excited to hear that fair tax is up at the top. That's big news to me, and I know we've got a lot of people that are weighing in. I think we're 2,100 and some letters now on H.R. 25 and over 1,000 on the Senate bill S-155. So we're pretty close here in the first few weeks of 2015 to doing what took us 2 years to do before. I'm really impressed, and I'm so impressed that the fellows that are on with us this evening, Don Dix, Doug Gibbs, all of the people. We'll have Alex. I know Alex is from Phoenix is a huge, huge Pop Box supporter, and he really touts it on his show over in Phoenix. And Josh, I believe, does too. So, if you could kind of update us on enhancements, and you let us know how long you can stick around, and you know if you can take a couple of questions, whatever. So why don't you go ahead and grab the mic and run with it again.
Absolutely. And I have, you know, about 25 minutes before I have to get off. So I'll definitely have time for a few questions. But some of the cool changes that have happened to PopBox since we last talked, we brought back the new builds page. So you'll see a little tab up top when you're on PopBox that says new builds. Click on that and you'll see new bills getting updated every day as they're introduced in Congress. And that's like a good way just to see what's happening, you know, what Congress is looking at and weighing in on. You know, when you look at this Congress and the month of January, there were over 1,100 bills and resolutions introduced in the House and Senate. That's a lot, 1,100 for just 1 month. And Congress managed only to pass one bill that became a law in January. That's how slow this process is. And I always tell PopBox users that, you know, it's great to get out there and start talking to people and start doing that in January. And you guys are lucky that the bill that you're supporting was introduced on the first day of the new Congress. That does make a big difference because then you have 2 full years to get so much public support for it, and versus, you know, some bills like the big Tax Reform Act, H.R. 1, which was introduced in the last day of the 113th Congress. That's really hard to get a lot of public support when your bill is introduced on the last day of Congress. So by comparison, you know, H.R. 25 is in very good shape to gain a lot of support, and we've been seeing new co-sponsors come on and a consistent drumbeat of PopBox users weighing in. So that's really exciting. So back to the new features, the new builds page is really exciting because that's updated daily, sometimes twice a day, depending on how frequently congress.gov gets updated. So that's really exciting. And then we created this new feature, which is almost like a comment stream, so you can read what other people are writing in real time, not just for one particular bill, but just across all bills. And you'll see that on the new bills page as well. And that kind of what we want to do is just show other people how easy it is to write a letter to Congress and share with them what other people are writing about. So literally it's the pulse of constituent sentiment right there in front of you. And you'll also see the bill highlights page. We have the Fair Tax Act highlighted up top. So if people new to PopBox come and see the bill highlights page, they see the Fair Tax Act up top. And we wanted to give that, you know, front top headlines because it's gotten so much support in this past month. So we're assuming people are coming to PopBox specifically looking for the Fair Tax Act.
Rosna, that's marvelous. I had a question. Sometime back, there was talk within PopBox that you might do what you're doing on a national level in California and start in the States. Is that still being explored, or any timetable? Can you tell us anything about that?
So right now we're focused on getting the new PopBox completely rolled out and, you know, just like fixing bugs that our users find and then adding new features. what we're literally working on this week, and don't tell anyone because we want to do a big rollout and a surprise. So just between me and you and our friends on listening in today, we're doing member pages so that you can see what a particular member of Congress has sponsored or co-sponsored, and you're able to see that almost like a running ticker tape as well. So that will give you just more information when you go talk to a member of Congress, either in their office in Washington, D.C., or before you go to a town hall meeting. You know, gives you all the information you need before you walk into a town hall as to what that member of Congress has co-sponsored or sponsored, and what their priorities are and what their agenda is. Once all of this is done with popbox.com, we want to go into the states. And California will be the first state that we do because Marcy, my co-founder, is based in Redwood City. And California as a state has a lot of data that's electronically available. So it's very helpful from a development and from a technology standpoint to use California as our guinea pig state to get started. So be sure to look for that. I don't have a time frame, but I'm hoping that we get started this year because that's been our goal as a company.
Well, your analogy, guinea pig for California, was good because we have one of the biggest sausage factories on earth up in Sacramento. They're busy cranking out anti-gun laws every day, every 15 minutes. And they want to give people that are invading the country, they want to give them driver's licenses so they can get around legally, and some of the other outstanding legislation that we have. We're going to be in Sacramento on the 28th, by the way, 27th of February. So
I told Marcy to mark her calendar, so hopefully she will be in town or at least available to stop by so you can meet the other co-founder of PopBox.
That'd be marvelous. And we want to extend an invitation to you. I know some of the people that are going to be on the show with us tonight have already gotten their tickets to be at the Unite IE Coalition Conference. And this conference, I don't want to steal my good friend Don Dix's thunder because he's going to tell us all about it later. Don has just done a marvelous job. Don is on, he does a show 590 AM, The Answer, and he also has a new show called Don and Jen. He'll tell us about that. So you're rushed on the line with people that do radio shows around the country, and I'm sure they're going to ask you to be their guest sometime later. But we hope, if you can, if you'd like to get out of the snow, it was 75 degrees here today, we would love to have you come to Riverside and say hi. We're going to be there on the 21st. So Don's going to tell you about all that, and I'm going to hand the mic back to you again.
Great.
Well, let me jump in there one more time, if I could, Ross. Now, we have I can recognize a few of these callers, and I'm guessing because of their timing of when they – pressed one on their phones and such like that, that they may have a question for you. So would you entertain the thought of taking a call or two?
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, since I have the mic, I'm going to ask one first. Hey, you know, that's got to, this doing this has got to come with some kind of benefit. All right. On the, just going based on the HR 25 page on PopBox, if you click on the little pie logo or the pie icon, it takes you down to the middle of the page for the charts there. Now, just above that chart is a little gray bar that we're not talking about the jail place, but now we're talking about just a gray bar that has that allows you to see, I guess it selects your state and your district so that you can see the results nationwide and your state and district. Now, obviously, you have the choice of checking out other states and other districts. However, that seems to bring you and has since the beginning of this new website and everything, as to bring you the spinning ball of death if you change the state.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to fix that or what?
Yes. And it's radio, so you don't see me blushing, but this is an issue that we are working on. And literally right now, our folks in Tennessee are working on that as we speak. Or maybe not right now because it's, you know, well past dinner time, but they have that on their list for this week. So you should see it momentarily. And in fact, I will send out a note, you know, when we do our next weekly update when that is fixed, because it is something that should have been figured out sooner rather than later, and it will be fixed. And they're working.
Yeah, we thought we all ended up on the Pat Sajak show, the Wheel of Fortune, for a moment. You know,
I wondered if maybe if I signed
I'm
out.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor about it. Because, and you know,
if I sign
I
out of the site, what happens if I sign out of the site so that it, you know, and go back to that? Does it? And it doesn't it would recognize me, I guess, but still, if I've signed out, what's it going to say there in that little select bar?
I am not sure because I am never signed out of the site, so I have not tried that myself. But what I do wanted to say as we talk through this. And I think I can hear John laughing, but what I do want to say is that I am so appreciative of the Fair Tax community, because there's been a lot of glitches. There's been a lot of traffic around the Fair Tax Act on PopBox, and I know your folks have run into some glitches, and the emails that we've gotten just, you know, flagging those little bugs or glitches or just, you know, little things like that have been so helpful for our tech team. But I think more importantly, they've been just kind and nice and supportive of what it is that we're trying to build and the improvements we're trying to make. And I really appreciate that attitude of like, hey, this is broken. We appreciate what you're doing. Get it fixed, but we appreciate you, you know, and that has really helped inform our tech team of what the priorities are, what, you know, is really important that needs to get fixed. And it creates a sense of community for PopBox and a connection with my team and PopBox users. So thank you for being patient and being kind and supportive while telling us, hey, get this fixed. So I really appreciate it because I've gotten some unfriendly emails, and it's much better to deal with a community that's friendly and supportive. So thank you.
Well, probably not much help to you, but I have in the last, since you were talking there, I did sign out and went back to HR 25 and looking down the middle of the page there in that little gray bar, it showed me California's results in District 1. But now it wouldn't allow me to change that either. Even if I had signed out, it still doesn't allow me to change states or anything. So there's a little clue for you.
Thank you. And hopefully the next time you do this little exercise, it will be fixed for real. So
I hope I didn't put you on the spot, but hey, you know, I don't pull punches. People know that already about me.
Well,
so, hey,
you know, if this was TV, you could see me blushing. So,
well, Rush,
just about to see you blushing right now.
Rushna, some of us are hoping that you don't fix some of the problems because we've been challenged by the great state of Florida. And let me tell you, those folks have an organization down in Florida. And so we've all been challenged and on a per district basis. So we want, as long as that little wheel is spinning, it gives us a little time to catch up and try to build our organization out here in California, because we've got a big run for our money to catch up to those guys. I know it.
And if it's a race against any other state, I'm always rooting for California. So
Well, thank you for that. We're going to need more than rooting.
Well, I have some other folks, I'm sure, who have questions for you, Roshna, and I'm going to bring them on if they have questions for you. Good. They can ask them, and if not, we'll move on to the next one that does, and so we can dispose of those and let you do what you need to do, and then we're going to bring on Don Dix. So let's see here. And we have someone from the 937 area code. I believe this looks like Frank Gilbert. Is this Frank? Frank's
yeah, his chair, Bill.
So far, it's printing good.
I think Frank's going to get a beer.
Oh, hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Are you there?
We are here. Are you?
Well, apparently I wasn't for a second. Good evening, Roshna.
Hello.
I have a question on Popvox that I thought maybe I'd try to sneak in with you folks tonight.
Absolutely.
The patients per state and then by districts. We're having a little trouble bringing up the individual districts. They seem to just want to stay in one district. Is there any issues with the site that might prevent people from viewing their whole state district?
Yeah.
By district?
Yes. And that, unfortunately, is something that our tech team is working on literally as we speak. This is their big project for the week to get that fixed. And it was one of those things that existed previously, and during the transition to the new Popvox, that just took a much longer time to build. But it is a priority, and we know it's a priority. And as John says, you know, it'll be a good exercise to see which state has the most Fair Tax Act support once those drop downs are fixed. But it is something we're working on. So thank you for your.
Well, I definitely like to use it. Encourage the members from different districts to participate in growing our numbers. And I really appreciate the fact that Popvox is out there doing a great job. And, you know, to use your so that we can really affect change with our legislators.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for slamming that one home, Frank.
Amen, Frank. Thank you.
I'm going to move on
you
to
guys
another
have a good
call.
Night.
All right. Yeah. Thank you again, Frank. I appreciate your call, and you're always a treat there each week. Let's see, in the order in which they came in, would like to, I believe I recognize this number, too, is, let's see, Doc Bach out in California. Ken Smith, what do you say?
Hey, Bill, thank you for, you stole my thunder, and you and Frank both asked my question. So,
well, that tells Roshna a lot.
Roshna has been very gracious in answering it a couple of times, so I'm not going to have her answer it the third time. But I wanted to say, I wanted to ask Roshna real quick, and I don't want to hold her up. I know she has things to do and things, places to go. But the question I have is a very kind of a funny one in a way. I want to ask you, Roshna, if you took the oath of office to defend and the Constitution,
Did I take an oath of office?
Right, because the reason I'm asking that question is you seem to really do that, and you have created a site, from my perspective, that is truly for the people, by the people, and of the people, and I feel personally very strongly that I hope God is blessing you and all of your family, et cetera, because you've really given
Thank
us
you.
A treat. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
That's
so
all
much.
I have to say.
I appreciate that. And, you know, when you build something with a lot of heart and a lot of just, you know, personal love, and then people use it and like it, it means a lot. And just for, you know, people that don't know my background, I co-founded Popvox based on my own frustration with people banging the drum louder and louder and not feeling heard by Congress. So when you build something out of frustration because you think there has to be a better way, there's there's a feeling of, you know, I understand the pain point, and I understand what, you know, Congress needs to do a better job. And yes, I do think that our founding fathers would really like Popbox. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you again. We really appreciate your help.
Thank you, Ken, for calling. Rashna, you were a staffer before you got into Popbox, right?
Yes, a long time ago. And then I became a lobbyist. So I know both sides of how Congress works. And Marcy, my co-founder, was a congressional staffer for many years before she left her job to start Popbox.
Well, you're on the right show tonight because we're all lobbyists, aren't we? We just don't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have one more caller.
It's our constitutional right.
It's an obligation.
Yes. And
yes.
An obligation.
Yes, eternal vigilance and all that.
Hallelujah.
Well, I recognize another
before,
number
like,
on
we
here.
We start flying our flags and having bald eagles and fireworks and stuff like that. I think we probably have more questions about Popbox.
That's why we keep America free, so we have the 4th of July. Always.
Exactly.
Amen.
Well, let me bring on, if we have time for one more. You got time for one more, Rashna?
Yeah, I sure
okay.
do.
Okay. I'm going to bring on somebody here who is always eternally vigilant, if I can be so redundant as to say it such way. Nancy Kesey, do we have you on the line with us?
Yes, you do. Thanks, Bill, and hi, Rashna. I have a quick question.
Hi,
at the
yes.
footer of the homepage, and actually the footer of all the pages, but the homepage
uh-huh.
is the shortest one to get down to it, when I clicked on the widgets, they show some sample widgets, a couple of them.
Yeah.
I'm very
yeah.
intrigued. Do you charge for those? How does that work?
So the way our widgets work are we have free widgets that can embed onto any website around any bill pending before Congress. And then we have what we call pro tools. So our pro tools include widgets that for a fee organizations can get the names and email addresses of the people that participated on their own website. So if you were to install a pro widget onto your organization's website and people participate, write their letter to Congress, then the organization will get a copy of their letter as well as the individual's name and email address as well. So that's only for the pro widgets.
Mm-hmm, I'm not quite understanding. Could you give me a made-up name of something? I mean, you know, it could be a real name and I wouldn't know. But I'm a little confused when you say people who have used it, are they getting only the letters of people that are associated with their website? Or how does
yeah.
that work?
So, for example, and I'll give you a real example.
Okay.
So one of our clients is Bright Focus Foundation, and they're an organization that deals with Alzheimer's issues, and they do patient advocacy for Alzheimer's patients. So they want Congress to do something to address the issue of Alzheimer's. So they work with Popbox, and they, for a monthly fee, can embed a Popbox widget, just like you see on that widgets page, onto their own website. So Bright Focus, if you go to their website, you can see Popbox's tools on their own website. So then they drive traffic to their own website to participate in writing letters to Congress, rather than driving traffic to popbox.com.
I see.
Then
so they're
at the end, everyone that participates using their widgets on Bright Focus's website rather than on Popbox, Bright Focus, our client, gets to keep the letters and names and email addresses of the individuals that participated. They don't get access to the email addresses of the people that participated on popbox.com, but they get to they get to have access to that information on that comes in through their own website.
Okay. Then the Pro widget is the only one that you charge for? Is that, did I understand it correctly?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's
we have three versions of the widget, but that you don't get the back end information, like the names and email addresses of the participants.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Bill, do we have any other callers with a question for Roshna? Bill, do we have you there?
Oh, sorry about that. You know me, I always try to mute myself in the middle of it so that my chair doesn't rattle and make all kinds of squeaky noises and such like that. And I forgot that I had done that. So anyway, no, we don't have anybody else with their hand up who has it. Let's see. I don't think anyway. Oh, yes, we do, too. I'm sorry. They're raising them like crazy now that I've just the one right after the other. I'll tell you what, Roshna, you just say so when you're ready to go. And
okay.
Meantime, I'm going to bring on DeAndaline, our California friend out there, and see if she's got a question for you.
Hi, Rosh. My name is Deanne.
Hi.
This is not a question. This is a thank you. I have received a letter from my representative, Paul Cook, and I had voted on PopBox. I did it last year, and I did it again in January. And lo and behold, in the mailbox today was a thank you letter from him. It was a, you know, just typed, you know. And then at the very bottom, he wrote a few comments that, you know, like you said, I'm happy that you're being active and all this. And that's the first time I got something like that. So you're doing something good.
That is neat. Well, it does help when we say we guarantee message delivery, because that part is really important. And that's really exciting to hear, because it's fun to, like, connect people. And even if your member of Congress doesn't vote the way you want them to vote this time around, at least you have a direct connection, and you can see that map and see what other people are saying as well and hold them accountable. So that's really great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and from now on, whenever I talk about PopBox and push it, they ask me, are you sure they get there? I'll tell them about mine sending me a letter. They get there.
It does matter, you know. I think people are just jaded from all these petitions that they've signed in the past that don't get anywhere. And I think that this is just, it's a more authentic way of doing things. And it's exciting. One of our PopBox users last year said that they got a personal phone call after they wrote a letter to their member of Congress using PopBox. And they were just really surprised, because they thought it was a hoax that they'd actually get a phone call from their member of Congress. So,
and they're listening.
It's exciting stuff. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Deanne. Well, we threatened that we have the same congressman, Roshna, and one of our friends. Now, I'm a big PopBox user, but one of our friends said if he didn't get on and support H.R. 25, he was going to inflict some political pain. Now, maybe that had something to do with it.
Are you up to one more call? I have a caller from the state
one
of
more,
Texas.
And then I will have to get going. So
okay, understood. Let's see. I do have someone here from the 713 area code 253 exchange. Who do we have on the line, and where are you calling from, please?
This is John Gaber from Houston.
I thought that was
welcome,
you.
John.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing marvelous, but I'll get better. the reason I was calling wasn't to ask a question, but to tell you, earlier today on Facebook, I put a QR code out there that has no IRS sort of superimposed on the QR code. And if when you're sending emails, you can take that and save that QR code. It's a very large file, so you can shrink it down to whatever size you want. Put it in the signature line of your email, and if somebody scans that, it'll take them to PopBox to the Fair Tax page.
That's cool.
If you're handing out flyers to somebody, you put that QR code down in the corner. They can scan it, and it takes them right to the PopBox Fair Tax page.
Very good. Would you how would you want to share that QR code with everybody?
Well, I think it's which one was it? I think it's Fair Tax 2012. It's one of the Facebook groups. Yes, I believe that's the one. I put it on one of the Facebook groups earlier today. Someone was talking about wanting to go to a restaurant and do some promotions at a restaurant to try to get people to sign up. And, you know, some of the things, there were some technical glitches with dealing with it to get them onto PopBox, because they have to register and, you know, get their address verified and everything. And so what I suggested was, hey, have a bunch of these QR codes on a piece of paper with some of the basic fair tax facts and the QR code. When someone scans it, it takes them there on their own device, their own telephone or their own iPad or whatever.
Right.
So
very good.
You don't have to do it on your computer.
Good thing to put in emails there in your signature line, for example.
Yeah, put it in your signature line. Anytime you're handing out fair tax literature, you have that QR code, and a lot of people, they see that, and they'll immediately scan it to see what it is.
Hey,
yeah,
John, thank
you
much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Need to make one for the Senate version as well.
I'll do that when I get home. I'm on the way back from the RV and motorhome show.
All right, and John, we want to have you back one time. We want to talk about your new book. We got to bring on the other host here from the different radio shows, but we want to have you back, so maybe you and I can set up a date in the future, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
No problem.
Thank you, John.
You know,
okay,
before
well, I'll hang back and listen now.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, John.
Before I get off the phone, I just wanted to point out that what PopBox users often ask me is, do you have some best practices in terms of what works, what doesn't work with whatever their campaign is? And I, especially this year, from being on this show and even when I was on last month, the Fair Tax Act folks have had so many great ideas in terms of how to get their campaign more attention and how to get talking to more people about it. And I definitely want to add some of those ideas to this best practices document. So keep sending me the good ideas or what works, what doesn't work, because I'll definitely use that as a case study for the how to PopBox document that I want to create. So that was a great idea. I hadn't even thought of doing a QR code. So that was, I'm so glad that that was shared with me.
Well, yes, and we have a QR code on our HR 25 Fair Tax Review site, too. And we, matter of fact, Rajna, this might interest you. We printed up, I should say we, thanks to Nancy Kesey, printed up 10,000 of those cards. And we will be at the event that Don's going to mention in just a while, and also in Sacramento on the 27th at the Spring GOP conference in Sacramento, the 27th, 28th, and March 1st. And we're going to be handing out a lot of PopBox cards, and we believe in it. And maybe you want to give us your contact information. We'll get Don Dix on the line here, Bill, if we could.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'll pull Don up here just momentarily. And Rajna, if you want to impart to the listeners there any contact information, you can do that now before you run off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The best way to contact me or any of our team, whether it's tech issues or if you want to talk to me or Marcy, is info@popbox.com, and that goes to our entire team. So if you have, you know, something tech-related, you can always send it there. If you need to reach me directly, my email address is Rachna, R-A-C-H-N-A, @popbox.com. So either way, please reach out to us. We're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter with our Twitter name or whatever it's called, @popbox. So that's very easy. And we just started an Instagram page, so you can follow us on Instagram. And anytime I'm on the Hill or doing something cool, like I went to the auto show, I'll snap a photo of something cool and American, like I saw the new Corvette. So I had to put that on our Popbox page because it's made in the USA.
Great.
And it has 650 horsepower. So follow us, tweet us, Facebook us. And we would love to help in any way we can in making sure Congress hears you.
Thank you so much, Rachna. We appreciate all you do. And you're probably going to another late dinner because I know I get the idea that you're a late diner. And if you are, bon appetit until we meet again.
Thank you. And unfortunately, I have an early start tomorrow because I have a conference on civic engagement tomorrow morning. So got to start preparing for that as well.
Well, the next time I'm in Washington, I'm going to come by and we'll go have lunch together.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Thank you, Raj.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for, or some of us anyway, I'm going to bring up Don Dix. Are you with us,
God bless him.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, oh, Don. Yes.
Wonderful. It's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation to be with you tonight.
You are the man. You've got the biggest event in California, and we want to hear all about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just want to first congratulate you on the success that you guys are having with this effort with HR 25 and the recognition that you're getting as far as the momentum on Popbox. I'm anxious to contribute my letter and be counted among your many 2,000s. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
I am here, Don.
Awesome.
John.
So you wanted me to say a little bit about this small little gathering we're having out here on Riverside, I take it.
Oh, please do. There, people are flying in from all over the country to get out of the damn snow. You got to tell them about it.
Well, I appreciate it. Let me just let me introduce this by sharing very quickly an experience I had today. I had jury duty this week, and I was in a jury assembly room. As you know, John, we were speaking back and forth while I was in the room. And I had to break away in order to go sit down and listen to the welcoming remarks that Judge Johnson was sharing. And during his opening remarks, he thanked everybody for coming, for performing their civic duties, and how important it is that we all contribute in this meaningful way because we have a democracy that we have to uphold. And he went on to talk wonderful things about this amazing form of government called a democracy. And I don't know what got a hold of me, but my hand just flew up in the air when he asked if there were if anybody had any questions. And so my hand went up, totally out of body experience. I don't know what the reaction was, but I said thanks for all your great comments about this great nation and us performing our civic duty. But I'm just concerned. You called this a democracy, and it's actually a republic. And he didn't know what to do with me. He hemmed and hawed for a couple of moments and said, well, you know, I have a little bit of a different opinion on that, and so we might disagree. And I said, but our California flag says what? It says California Republic. And once again, he just said, and this was in front of 300 people in the jury assembly room, right?
Wait till you get them on your radio show.
Well, actually, I was thinking about inviting him.
you will, I bet.
So this just speaks to the issues that we're facing when we have an elected judge in the county municipal court referring to our form of government as a democracy. Like, what? And I'm the only one that catches it out of 300 people. And so at any rate, that kind of speaks to part of the problem that got me off the couch originally and involved. And we, as a leader of a conservative group with national security related issues, we connected with other conservative groups throughout the Inland Empire, and we started this little coalition. And you were at one of the initial gatherings, John, back in 2013 and during the summer. And this little coalition just has budded from a small little idea into an organization that this year is putting on what many people are saying is going to be the largest political event in Southern California in 2015. And I'm beginning to believe them. When people were saying this to me, I'm like, yeah, you know, there's other events. The more people I talk to and the more people that are saying it, I'm beginning to believe them. So we have coming up on February 21st, the second annual Unite Inland Empire Conservative Conference, which is co-sponsored by the local Salem affiliate, KTIE AM 590, The Answer. And what a great partner to have, because it's this partnership that enabled us to attract Governor Rick Perry, Governor Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, who's just been making waves since her Iowa speech at the Freedom event a couple of weekends ago. And it's exciting. And word is getting out. Papers and media are starting to pick up on it. And VIP tickets sold out in the first week and a half. And we've got room for probably another couple hundred people, and then the first floor is going to sell out. So if you're interested in attending this event, you better get tickets quickly, because we stand a very real possibility of at least selling out the first floor, if not the balcony, in a beautiful venue called the Fox Performing Arts Center. It was built in 1928. It was refurbished to the tune of $32 million throughout the middle of the first decade here into the 2000s. And it's going to be a great event. So, if you're in Southern California and you can, it's not going to be simulcast or anything like that. We haven't figured out that piece of it yet, maybe next year. So if you're in the area, we certainly would love to have you join us. This event, the purpose of this event is to reach out to the many people that are frustrated, sitting at home, the armchair activists, don't know where to go, don't know who to connect with in order to become part of the solution. So now we're removing that excuse gradually. So people are connecting with us and learning about us, and it's exciting. So there you go, Mr. John Wesley Nobles.
Well, Don, you've got more to say than that. We're not going to let you off the hook that quite that easily. I would go a step further than that. This is probably going to be the largest political event of its type in all of California this year. I would recommend, and we have friends that we have coming in from Phoenix, San Francisco, Nevada, and I would recommend to all of our friends, because as you know, Don, we have friends all over the country. Those of you in the snow in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and in your home state of Maryland, Baltimore, get on a plane. Come on out and join us. Look, you Amen. Can spend a few days. You can spend a few days. This event is close to the historic Mission Inn in Riverside, California. There's a great air museum in Riverside, California, and not a very far drive to the beach. So come on out. It's about 75 degrees. The weather's perfect. If you're conservative, you're an American, now's the time to take a few days and get out of that snow.
Well, John, you're stretching my vision about this event. I'm I should talk to you more often.
I appreciate
your... Yes, sir.
I would like you to share with our audience how you got started, because you come from a marketing background, and I think banking, as I recall, financial services. Am I right?
Financial services, yes.
Yes, sir. I thought so. Well, I haven't lost it completely yet. I remembered that much. Anyhow, you have a tremendous background in marketing and financial services, and you just took fire not too many years back. So how about if you share with the audience how you got started doing the first radio show, and now, you know, how this thing has morphed into what it is today. I think it's a real interesting story. And, you know, all of these folks that you're going to hear tonight, ladies and gentlemen, they're all patriots. They're all Americans. They don't do this just for money. They do this because they care. So, Don, share that story with us, if you would, real quickly.
I would be happy to spin this out quickly, and then I may have to go. Unbeknownst to me, I got put on the agenda for the Corona City Council tonight, so I'm waiting for them to call me. So I've got a little bit more time before that section comes up. So one of the things that, you know, a couple of years ago I was asked to go help register people to vote, and I can't tell you the number of people that came up to me and said, my vote doesn't matter, and, you know, gee, my voice isn't being, you know, can't be heard by the politicians. And, you know, that at the time I didn't have anything to say to that because I felt that they probably had a point. I can understand the frustration many people feel. But my entry down the political rabbit hole came through a national security concern. And it was that concern that, from a marketing background, you touched on this, I had to re-message and rebrand our message in the community because we were being completely misunderstood. But from a marketing perspective, you know, I looked at my city and I thought, oh, there's 150,000 people in Corona, and there's got to be at least 10% of those people that view the world like I do, which would be 15,000 people. There's no reason why we shouldn't have packed rooms for our meetings. And as I began to reach out into the community, one of the things I found is that people just didn't know we were there. They would love to have participated and come to the meetings, but it boiled down to marketing. How do you reach people who feel like you do and aren't, you know, don't feel like they have a voice and don't know how to exercise their civic authority as citizens? Because we have civic authority. This is a republic. This is our deal. And if we're not standing up and defending the Constitution and the principles that our founding fathers laid out to us, it's our fault. And famously, Mrs. Powell, there's a quote between an exchange between Mrs. Powell and Ben Franklin on the steps shortly after the ratification of the Constitution, where Mrs. Powell asks Ben Franklin, what form of government have you given us? And she said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And that's a very revealing, and I never, you know, you listen to that quote on the surface of it, okay. But in the context of that time, Mrs. Powell, first, she was a woman, and as a woman in those days, you could neither own vote or own property. And so why was Ben Franklin saying to Mrs. Powell, someone who doesn't vote, who... Oh, I'm sorry, not own property, but can't hold office. So why was he saying this to a woman? Well, as it turns out, long story short, every citizen has civic authority over our government, and we need to learn how to wield that civic authority. And it is a learned thing, because they're doing a real good job of not teaching it in public education, and the political class would rather we not understand our civic authority so that we don't get in the way. But back to the genesis of this group, from a marketing perspective, and I did a lot of networking when I was in financial services, you know, I started reaching out to other conservative groups in the area and asked them, you know, what are you doing to get the word out? How are you connecting with your community? And nobody had a real cogent plan, and a lot of it they were just stumbling on by accident, because the common denominator was one day these people woke up, realized that how far off the country track the country had gotten, and began to get frustrated and stand up. And that's when this great movement back in 2009 started. Most of us never were politically involved prior to that. And as I networked with these people, I realized that we're all operating like little pockets of resistance in our communities. We weren't connecting. We weren't sharing best practices. We weren't talking about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. We weren't sharing ideas about how to grow our groups. And so that's really how this all began, and just as a networking, opportunity among conservative group leaders and their leadership teams. And we didn't limit it to that. Anybody could show up, but, I mean, that was the focus. And so we had several meetings. We realized that, we stumbled on something here. We officiated it by coming up with a website and a name, which is Unite IE now, a coalition. And then in November, the Salem affiliate in our community, KTIE 590, and they carry Rush Limbaugh during the morning, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, and Dennis Prager, they came to us and said, we have some open time with a sponsor on Saturdays. Would you guys like to have a radio show? Now, keep in mind, none of us had any experience in journalism, let alone behind a microphone. But the Spirit led us to say yes. We did. It was a half hour in January of 2014. Another half hour opened up. They reconfigured their schedule. That went to an hour. Initially, we were like, what are we going to find to talk about for an hour? And it wasn't until, the first show, we answered that question. There's plenty to talk about. And then in February, they came to us and said, we'd like to do two major events in the area, and we'd like to do them under your banner with the support of the coalition that you put together to market the event. And we'll bring in, the big names. You just get out and spread the word. And the first Unite IE Coalition was born in February of 2014. And on May 17th, we gathered 600-odd, conservatives, people that were thinking, feeling just like us, into the Fox Performing Arts Center to hear Ann Coulter, Dinesh D'Souza, a couple of other local homegrown names like Evan Sayet, a number of other groups. Guy Benson from Town Hall, whom some people may be familiar with, was one of our speakers. And we got a great reception, good media. And so we said, let's do it again. And so here we are getting ready 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks from now to do it again with Governor Rick Perry and Governor Bobby Jindal and Carly Fiorina and, again, Evan Sayet, Larry Elder, who's a local, he's a national, was a nationally syndicated talk show host, has his own deal now. And so that's really the genesis of how this has come about. And the great thing about last year's event, when we did our January chapter meeting for the chapter of Act for America that I lead here in Corona, I asked how many people had heard about our group from the last conservative conference in 2014, and about 10 hands went up in a group that of about 110 people. So that was the fruit of last year's event. And so this year, again, it's just all about, using the power of media to reach people and get them off the couch, connect them with us. And, that's really the story of how this was all born, just an effort to connect with other like-minded people, get them plugged into the groups so that they can go out and do what those, community groups do best, which is to, prop up our founding principles and advocate for conservative values and the Constitution.
Amen to that, Don. And I'll tell you, I would be very, very surprised indeed if this year that we don't see the camera crews from Los Angeles, from ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. As you know, we were up in Santa Barbara and did an event here a few weeks ago on free speech and freedom of the press. And I got my big one-liner on the Cavuto show, illegal is illegal, and that came out of 20 minutes of talking. But anyhow, We did get covered, and I'm sure that the event this year is going to get national attention as well, and it deserves it. It deserves it because we the people are standing up and we're being counted. We're crawling out from under our rocks and, as you say, off the couch, and I hope this thing is what we all planned for the other night, that we go over 1,200 people. I mean, these are not free seats. And, Don, could you share for a moment? I was just so taken by this thing with the college students and trying to build our youth outreach and getting the tickets for them. And I, matter of fact, I even stole the speaker for Monday night. She'll be on my show next week. Please share that. It's a lovely story.
Well, you know, one of the common concerns that people raise at a lot of these groups is you look around the room and it's just a lot of older folks. And, of course, their life experience gives them the perspective that we're way off track. So a lot of the younger folks that have, you know, just they're just becoming aware of what's going on. So they really have a personal yardstick to measure, you know, the direction that we've fallen. And last year we wanted to do this. We just didn't have time. So this year we got KTIE to agree to extend about 50 tickets, if we can find people to take them, to college-aged citizens who are going through school, who are leaders and who are running groups on their campus that are conservative groups or, you know, Republican or libertarian. We just don't care. But, you know, obviously on some of these campuses, these kids are swimming upstream. So I was connected with a gal at University of California, Riverside, named Constance Powers. And I told her what we were doing and offered her the opportunity to invite, you know, some of the her friends. She could figure out, you know, how some of her, the people that are participating and supporting her group, and she could figure out how to disseminate the tickets. And she was very excited to hear this. And, you know, these people, these kids just don't hear from folks like us often enough. They think that they're out there all alone, which is how we all felt at one point. You know, we're all sitting on the couch all alone. And she was just tickled that someone reached out to her. And I asked her, I told her we had the meeting coming up, and I said, you know, she in the course of our conversation, shared with me what life is like for a young conservative on a public university campus. And I'll tell you, I made a comment to her. It just dawned on me in our conversation because of the way that she was saying that they had to handle their beliefs and they had to conduct themselves in classes and how they had to, you know, be a little shy about their beliefs because of their liberal professors. She said, you know, she told us a little bit about what she was dealing with. And I said, you know, based on what you just told me, it really feels like conservative is the new gay, and that our conservative students are on college campuses having to live in closets because if they come out, they get ridiculed by their fellow students, they get ridiculed by the faculty, they don't have a voice, and they're shy about standing up and you know, stating their beliefs. And I guess that comment kind of hit home because she, you know, shared that back when she stood up, but she was eloquent, she was poised. You know, she said, you know, despite some of the headwinds of what other students believe and what my professors believe, we're standing up and taking positions for conservative and faith-based values. And so, you know, we need to do more of that. So today, after jury duty, I drove past Cal Baptist University, which is a big university here in Riverside County.
Great school.
And I went on campus and I got directed to the individual, the faculty person that heads up their, what they call community life. But this person basically keeps track of all of the campus groups, the student campus groups. And I told her why I was there, and, you know, she started to get more excited and more excited the more I told her about, you know, who we were, what we were doing, and why I was there. And she said, well, you know, we don't have any campus groups that are politically oriented. We do have poli-sci majors here. I don't know why we don't, but I would love to get the information and send it out to every leader of every group. They have like 52 groups that range from, they have a hammock club, believe it or not, to, you know, subject-related groups like chemistry, you know, student groups and engineering student groups. But most of them are academically oriented, but none of them are politically oriented. And she was like, I don't know why we don't, and we need to. So,
amen.
You know, here's a college campus that has, you know, no interaction with our, you know, conservative political infrastructure in the county. And it was like an open door. It was walked. She got excited. She said, you know, I'm going to look into opportunities for you to have a table here, for you to connect with students. Because these, you know, there's a lot of kids here that, you know,
Absolutely.
Feel the same way. So you never know where those conversations are going to go. And it's just about networking and marketing, coming back to your sort of initial point.
God bless you, Don. And, you know, we could go on for hours with you. And I don't really want to give you the hook, but we want to get Don or Doug Gibbs
yes.
in. And we'll follow up on this because,
Good.
You know, after listening to Constance down there the other night, I booked her for next week. And, you know, because she's with the Young Americans for Liberty. And also
right.
I invited another person who is the ASB senator over at Victor Valley College, whom
Beautiful.
I met over at the Women's Federated luncheon the other day. And, you know, I was in Denver, and Dr. Gina Loudon's daughter, Lida, had the pleasure of meeting Lida over there. I think that I met her and Danny Oliver first. No, maybe it was Denver first and then in Las Vegas. She was 16 years old at the time. What an eloquent speaker. She's a miniature of her mom, and she formed Tea Party Youth with Danny Oliver.
Yeah,
and
great.
We're going to have them on and spend some more time. Don, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. We're going to plug this event. This event is just tremendous, and you do so much, and we appreciate it so much. And we'll do this conversation again, sir.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, John. And I can't say enough about the fellow you have on deck. Doug Gibbs is a coalition participant. He's doing a great job of giving folks in our community the opportunity to learn about the Constitution. He's a great educator. And quite frankly, if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have had the chutzpah to raise my hand. So it's partially Doug's fault that I almost got in trouble at jury duty today. But I have him to thank for that and the education that he's giving us about the Constitution. So, you know, you guys are in for a treat with the time you're going to spend with Doug here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, John. You guys have a blessed evening.
God bless.
John, if you'd like, give the folks any contact information that you'd like and let them know when they can catch you on the air.
Well, the best way to contact me is through our website, theuniteie.com. It's the Unite IE Coalition. It's uniteie.com. There's a contact form there. They can just fill that out and indicate what the nature of their inquiry is. And if they want tickets, they can go to am590theanswer.com. That's am590theanswer.com for tickets. There's a banner there they click that works them into the Eventbrite ticket purchasing screen. And again, thanks for the opportunity tonight, John. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Don. You're tremendous. We love you.
Thank you.
Okay,
right,
Bill, let's get Douglas in.
Yes, well, hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're sorry that this thing is stretched out, Doug, but, you know, we put you in the wings there for a while, but you heard Don and Rasta.
I had to be complimented. I had a chance to be complimented there that just had me blushing. So, you know, I'm good with the waiting. If I'm going to be complimented like that while I'm waiting, I'm good with it.
Well, you truly are a patriot, a gentleman, and a scholar. So we all compliment you. You work tirelessly. Lord knows, as we call it out here, I come down the hill, and every time I'm at an event, I see you there. So you work around the clock, and we can't say enough good things about all that you do. And go ahead and take the mic, Doug, and tell us how you got started and what your passion is and what you're trying to do with your audience.
Well, you know, if I go into how I got started, that could be a long story. So I'll say this. As a child, I had an interest in the United States Constitution. I've always loved to learn. I've always loved history. And so my learning curve was always moving upward. But it was about 7 or 8 years ago, right here on Blog Talk Radio, I started a radio program on this platform back in February of 2007. In May of 2007, a gentleman who used the moniker Loki called into my show, and I thought I knew a lot about the Constitution, and then I realized how little I knew compared to this guy. and he really put me on, took me under his wing, and helped me to advance more in what I was doing. And so I'm forever grateful to him. He passed away a year ago, and he'll be sorely missed. But that said, here in Southern California, you know, I just was just trying to get the word out, you know, about the Constitution, and bumped into some Tea Party folks back in 2008, and they said, "Well, gosh, Doug, you know a lot about the Constitution. You ought to teach a class on the Constitution." I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." And 2 weeks later, one of the ladies calls me up and says, "Hey, I found a gun shop. I'll let you use their classroom for the class you want to do." I'm like, okay. So, you know, I was really kind of didn't expect to do it. You know, everybody else kind of urged me in that direction. And in the beginning, I wasn't very good at it. I'd never taught before. And then as time passed, I got better at it because I know my information. It was not that my knowledge. It was how to put it across. And then as time passed, it just grew. I moved from Blog Talk Radio to AM Radio 3.5 years ago. I've been on KCAA since then. Two other stations now carry that show. They rebroadcast it at a later time. KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri, rebroadcast my show on KCAA on Tuesday mornings, and WHTH in Youngstown, Ohio, rebroadcast it as a filler. And then last Saturday, we premiered a second show, Conservative Voice Radio, on KMET AM 1490 in Beaumont. So I've got the radio presence. I'm a award-winning blogger. I won an award with my blog site, Political Pistachio, back in 2008, a public speaker. I was, matter of fact, I spoke at the Women's Federated Southern Division luncheon and meeting today. I was out there all day, and this is where the leaders of the Southern Division come in and have their lunch and meeting and all that. And I had a chance to work with Mike Slater, who's on KFMB down there on 760 AM in San Diego, and he's also on Glenn Beck's The Blaze on Saturday. And had some a great chance to spend some time with him. And Mike and I think, have made friends. I'm always networking. I'm always moving forward. And a part of the reason why I've been networking so well, part of that is Don Dix, who you had on prior to me. His Unite IE group has opened up avenues in my networking I didn't have before. I've made friends with Tea Party groups and other individuals and have exposed myself to folks that I just didn't have exposure to before. And so, yeah, and the thing is, the problem is, we're all a bunch of islands often, you know, we're fighting the good fight, and that's awesome, but if we're not working together, it's real hard to move forward. And so I commend Don Dix, what he's doing with the Unite IE group. And I remember when that was just an idea, and we were meeting in Don's backyard.
That's right.
It's become this incredible, incredible animal. And then on the 21st, I mean, last year I thought they were, you know, got great, you know, speakers. You know, with Dinesh D'Souza and Ann Coulter, I'm like, you know, and then Evan Sade, I've known him for a few years. You know, great, that's awesome. You know, and then now they've got, you know, Rick Perry and Bobby Jindal and Carly Fiorina, which was already a big get, but now with Iowa behind her, she's really a big get.
Hallelujah.
And then they've got Evan Sayet back, and then Larry Elder, who I met a few years ago, and he's a, you know, fantastic guy, and trying to do some work with him. But, you know, so they're doing a great job. And remember, these are the speakers for a group that less than two years. Yeah, it wasn't even 2 years.
It's incredible.
Meeting in the backyard going, "Hey, I got an idea."
It's incredible. You know, Doug, you were talking about your background in the radio thing. You probably remember a guy that had did a show for a while over there, both on KCAA and KTIE, Wayne Bowser.
Right.
And I lined up folks for his show. He did a show called the Green Revolution Show, and we were both state leaders for T. Boone Pickens in California. And so I had T. Boone on about three times on that show. And usually his people don't want you to get more than about 15 minutes. And we kept him three times for an hour each time. Boy, I'll tell you, we just T. Boone's quite a guy, and we went off the charts on those occasions. But KCAA, great bunch of folks over there.
Oh, yeah,
nice
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's funny about it, though, is the owner is a liberal. and he loves me. He absolutely loves me. And one of these days, I was like, well, you know, I was asking him, I said, well, how is it you love me so much? Because you told me you disagree with me 90% of the time. Well, how do you, you know, how do you support me so much if you can't stand, you know, what I got to say? And he says, because, Doug, you make me think. If I'm making
I hate to talk over you here. We're pushing the clock here. I wonder if we might bring in our other host from Phoenix and have both of you on the air. But he's got a big announcement that he's going to make for Arizona. And would you mind hanging on and maybe we can have the both of you talking at the same time? Bill, can you get Alex on the line, please?
Sure. Hey, that's bound to work. Both of them talking at the same time.
Well, they'll wait for each other. Okay.
Two radio guys at the same time. I love to talk. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, well.
This is not a – they don't have a duplex phone thing here on Blog Talk Radio. It's one person talks and the next guy cuts them off. Anyway, so do we have Alex with us?
I'm here. Do you think it's really fair to put three guys that like to talk together in the same room?
Well, we're listening because –
you guys have at it.
We know, Alex, that you have some very, very important announcement to make to the people listening tonight. So the mic is yours, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'm part of an exploratory committee that is looking to see if I should run for the United States Senate, specifically for John McCain's Senate seat here in Arizona. For those of you that don't know me, I am the state director for the fair tax here in Arizona, and I've been involved with the fair tax fairly heavily for the last 2 years. Obviously, if you can take a guess what my tax reform co-sponsor would be the first day in the Senate if I was so lucky to be elected would be, well, S-155. So that's it. That's my announcement. Still technically exploratory, but things are looking very positive. We're getting a lot of great feedback here in the state, and I am completely up to the task. I am excited about it to be able to represent the people the way that they really should be.
We're excited too, Alex. And I understand that you may join us in Riverside for the event that we're doing on the 21st.
I would love to. I'm pretty certain that is the plan. As you can imagine, when you're trying to get the gears rolling for something like this, I'm getting steered around a little bit by, I would not like to call them handlers because they say that I definitely have control, but people that are helping to schedule and do events, but I see no reason why I wouldn't be. I just can't 100% commit until I can get my man on the phone to ask him if I'm going, but it sounds like an outstanding event, and I'm betting 90% certain we're going. You just can't lock it down unless PT or Craig is on the phone right now with us right now and are trying to number in right now and tell me, yes, you're going, Alex, you're going.
Actually, well, Craig is on the phone. Let me bring him on.
Oh, please do, Bill.
He's been holding for a good long while. Craig, are you with us?
I certainly am, and to the best of my knowledge, I'm going to push it up to 99%, Alex.
I like it. That was my game jersey number when I played football.
There you go.
All right, well, then I guess 99% chance I will be there, and I will be very excited about it because I know there will be a lot of conservatives there that are looking to ask for a senator that will take them back to the Constitution. I would like to let everybody know to remind them that, as I said, we are still in the exploratory stage. If you would like more information about this, I would encourage you to email MolluskyExploratoryChair@gmail.com. Mr. John Wesley would be so kind to post that up on his page for us in case people want to, you know, reach out. And, of course, you people that ever listen to my show know that you can just go to Molluskey.com, or you can go to 960 The Patriot, another Salem Network's radio station. Would love to have your support in any way, shape, or form. As anybody knows who runs any kind of a campaign, and I'm not at campaign yet, I'm just at exploratory, but if I'm going to do that, I'll need a lot of support. I need a lot of people on the ground, and we are grassroots. I am one of you, and you know I would love your support. And Craig, I know you've run a few campaigns in your day. I'm sure you can attest to that.
Absolutely.
Craig, will you come out from Iowa and join us?
I'm going to call that 50-50 at this time. It depends, you know, because I'm going to be out all summer long promoting Unfair and speaking and doing the whole Dinesh D'Souza Jr. circuit promoting Unfair, the movie.
Oh, marvelous. I want to invite both of you fellows. If you're in California, the following week we will be in Sacramento at the Spring GOP Conference in Sacramento on the 27th, 28th, and March 1st. So if you're out, we're going to have a fair tax booth at the convention, and hope you'd come up and see us. If not, we also are planning on being at the Democratic Conference in, I think it's May, in at the Anaheim Convention Center. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, and we hope to see you.
Well, I know the fair tax is a bipartisan bill that people are trying to get passed. Are they going to welcome somebody who's running on the GOP slate to that Democratic event?
Well, maybe you'll have to stay home on that one, and we'll bring Craig out.
Oh, man.
Listen, Alex, maybe they'll welcome you. I have a couple of friends in there, and you can come by and look around and talk to the folks around Anaheim and in Southern California while you're here. Who knows? Maybe somebody will throw a dinner for you at that time.
Ooh, and you know
that'd
like
be nice.
There you go, $1,000 a plate.
$1,000 plate.
Hey, you know what? When you're running for office, beggars can't be choosers. You know what? I'm always grateful. I've been so humbled by the response that I've gotten from my friends, family, and just supporters of the fair tax, supporters of veterans, so many different people. And I know you don't have time, but people will learn more about where I stand in my position should I decide to run. I'll have it up on my site, but I just won't be somebody that puts it up on my site. I will be somebody that says it and repeats it so I can be held to it. Because you know what? I really don't need to be held to any of my promises. I know that I'll just keep them. It's representation of the people is, I don't know, it shouldn't be a thing of the past. And I don't take this journey lightly. And I'm so grateful, I'm humbled, and I am blessed for all the support that I have so far. So appreciate you letting me come on the show. And I know I'm taking up too much of your time here tonight.
It's a pleasure, Alex, always. It's a pleasure having all of you because you're all patriots. Bill Payne in Chattanooga,
yes.
We thought we might have Kerry Bowers from Nevada give us a call. Would he happen to be on the line?
I haven't seen Kerry's number show up.
Okay.
However, I do have someone on the line here who I'm pretty sure has a question for Craig.
Okay.
We have like about a minute and a half left, and let me see if I can get Steve Isaacson on the line. Steve, are you with us? Are you listening and talking?
I'm here and I'm listening.
All right, we thought maybe you might have a question for Craig Bergman of the Unfair movie.
Well, I've been talking to him on Facebook, and he told me that people that has ordered the DVDs and the T-shirts and everything else, they are sending them out 150 a day.
All right. I'm going to put you back on hold there, Steve. Sorry about that, because you had a really, really bad connection. And anyway, all that said and done, Alex, I want to tell you I wish you the best for your campaigning and the exploratory committee. Doug, it's been great having you on with us, too, and I hope we can have you back real soon. I think you might have a whole lot more to say if we just had a little
maybe
more time.
We can talk about taxes and the Constitution next time.
Absolutely. That's a great subject, and I hope we can broach that with you. And likewise with Craig, you know you're welcome anytime on our show. We only have just a few seconds left before they cut us off here, so I'm just going to play a little something of interest that some of you might like. And if not, like I said, we'll give you all your money back. If I can find the the button to push. Here we go. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
that was